Moose Jaw, with his signature vintage style and a classroom full of charm, Greek mixed media artist Antonis Xanadakis was back in Moose Jaw for a new round of art workshops, which concluded recently. "I came here to do an art event, and this is my third time in Moose Jaw," said Xanadakis with a smile. "It's a small place, but we had a great event." Originally from Athens, Greece, the internationally renowned artist has traveled the globe teaching his unique techniques. His yearly stop in Moose Jaw has become something of a spring tradition. "The first time I visited Moose Jaw, I was a little bit shocked because it's very small. But I've been loving the country life here. It's very laid back, easygoing, and very beautiful," he said. "This time I'm going to stay for 2 weeks, so I'm very happy." Xanadakis taught 5 mixed media art classes over 3 days at the Moose Jaw Union Center, where participants dove into projects such as Steampunk Balloon and The Art of Travel. These courses featured do-it-yourself kits that he put together from an assortment of acrylics, seemingly random items, and templates from his own collection of designs featured on Stamperia.com. "They come here, and they forget their problems. We have fun and we laugh. I'm always trying to be funny and just make them feel comfortable," he said. "This is the point of all this." His workshops emphasize relaxation through creativity, what he calls a kind of therapeutic art. "Behind all of this, the most important thing is the therapy aspect of it," he explained. "We learn new techniques, use products and do art, but mostly we just have a good time." Describing his style as vintage grunge, Xanadakis often transforms new materials into pieces that appear aged, drawing on inspirations from everyday life and thrift shop visits. The style tends to follow the steampunk aesthetic. The connection between Xanadakis and Moose Jaw was sparked by local artist and hairstylist Denise Helland, who has been his host after first meeting him at an art workshop in Winnipeg, Man. "He loves it here," said Helland. "And people love him right back." Xanadakis always makes time for a cherished tradition during his stay, visiting the nearby Rose Valley Hutterite colony, where he has come to know several of the children. The story began when a few Hutterite children attended his initial workshop, and they've been asking him to return ever since. "They're always waiting for me to visit," he said. "It's like visiting old friends." His tattoos and stylish apparel may always keep the Hutterite children wide-eyed in amazement, with a returning sense of curiosity over a uniformly dressed group. But Xanadakis said this only adds to the charm of his visits. "Some people think I only prefer big cities," he said. "But I also love being in small places. You learn more here than you would in downtown Toronto." As for next year, Xanadakis said he plans to return to the small town he's grown to admire. "Of course I'll be back," he said. "I'm just waiting for Denise to invite me again." If you missed the workshops, Teresa Fellinger, owner of Scrappin' with Tea, will also be holding classes inspired by Xanadakis' teachings. For more information, call 306-694-0700 or visit the shop at 26B Main Street North. To learn more, visit Handmade Fantasy on Facebook or view Xanadakis' collection at stamperia2b.com/shop-by-category.